The Blood Advantage, Part 2. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11, the New King James Version. This is the key Bible verse for the Come and See devotional today. In the first part of this series of three devotionals, we learned that the blood of Jesus Christ has an overwhelming voice and an unmatched advantage. It speaks on our behalf, especially where our voices cannot be heard or given the required attention. The advantages given to us by the precious blood of Jesus are great. Thus, according to the visions of John, the Beloved, see the book of Revelation, there was a time when the devil waged war in heaven, although he did not win. The angels fought fiercely against him, and they took advantage of the blood of Jesus to be victorious. The Bible relates, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, the New King James Version. If the devil was brave enough to cause trouble in heaven, he would be ready to do the same on earth in every life and every home. He is resolute in fulfilling his threefold ministry, which is to steal, to kill, and to destroy whatever seems good in our lives. The devil has to be stopped and beaten, just as the angel succeeded in doing by declaring the blood of Jesus Christ against him and his works. Satan has no resistance to the blood of Jesus Christ and cannot match the power that the blood commands. Each time we proclaim the blood of Jesus against the devil, seven powerful forces are released. These form the power that Jesus Christ received when he shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. The Bible relates, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Revelation 5, verse 12, New International Version. These are the summary of our desires and are also what the devil wants to steal. We all need continually to destroy any work of the devil in our lives. His works often reflect his ugly nature, and so anything that does not seem good or respectable represents the work of the devil and must be crushed by the blood of Jesus. Thus, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8b, the New King James Version. We cannot overcome life's challenges or the problems created by the devil and his agents without the blood of Jesus Christ. This is a simple way to continue the good work of Jesus Christ on earth, because the everlasting life of Jesus is in his blood. Acts 10:38 reads, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." Let us pray. Father, let the blood of Jesus refute every voice speaking against my destiny. In Jesus' mighty name, Amen. This message was brought to you by Evangelical Ministries International, EMI. We know this message has been a blessing to you. Please share your testimonies with us by visiting our website, www.evangelicalministries.org, or contact us on info@evangelicalministries.org. God bless you. He'll be there.